This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are back at third hour of the Alex Jones Show, and I'll be sitting in for Alex while he takes care of some business, and that's an opportunity for me to speak to Gavin McInnes, who many of you have wanted to appear on the show for quite some time. In fact, I was scheduled to appear on his show. That's going to happen sometime in the near future. Of course, he's the co-founder of Vice Media, now doing excellent work with Rebel Media. And what's interesting is that he did another interview with Jesse Hughes, the singer of the Eagles of Death Metal, who, of course, were playing at the Bataclan Theatre there in Paris as the Paris Massacre went down. And in this interview, it was very interesting because Jesse Hughes basically came out and reaffirmed what he had said, the claims he had made from his own eyewitness experience in the first place. You remember that he was forced to recant and apologize by Rolling Stone for claiming that Muslim security had foreknowledge of the attack, that they allowed the attackers in, and that in the aftermath of this attack, there were Muslims out on the street celebrating the massacre of over 200 people, which, of course, we saw in Brussels after the attacks there on the metro station and the airport. So Jesse Hughes, who, of course, did a ton of interviews in the aftermath of the atrocity in November, was later forced to recant, to back down, to apologize. But now he's come back and made the same claims. So we're going to get that into that with Gavin McInnes. We're going to get into his latest video, and basically the war on social justice warrior insanity and how we're winning it. We're going to talk about Salon.com giving a platform yet again to their resident paedophile, Todd Nickerson, saying that we should be proud of paedophiles because they've done so well not to molest children. Meanwhile, being completely ashamed of the fact that, for example, we're white. Again, pushing this dual narrative, we're going to get into that. But of course, we had the tragic downing, it appears, of the Egypt air flight late last night. BBC News reports Egypt air crash plane wreckage found near Greek island. They're now starting to uncover some of that debris. But every single expert came out in the immediate aftermath of this and basically said, yep, all the indications are, looks like a terrorist attack. Either something went on in the cockpit, because it had all these bizarre diversions. It was sweeping 90 degrees one way, 90 degrees the other way. It descended down to 15,000 feet almost instantly. Something went on in the cockpit, or there could have been an explosion on the plane. Because we had a fisherman, I think it was, in the area where this went down, who said he saw basically a giant fireball in the sky. We don't know exactly what happened, but every single terror expert has now come out and basically said, it's almost certainly terrorism. But Donald Trump came out and said it was almost certainly terrorism, again, echoing every single expert that's made a comment on this, but he's bad. This is out of Infowars.com. Mika Brzezinski, Robert Gates take Donald Trump to task over terror tweet. And it's not only MSNBC, it's the New York Times who said, the first American presidential candidate's comment on the Egypt air crash, again, how dare he, was Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton has said nothing about it, but the New York Times is now attacking Trump, saying Mr. Trump, without citing any evidence, suggested that the crash was caused by terrorism. That's right, he dared to suggest that planes just don't fall apart in midair. That the Airbus involved in this crash, which has one of the best safety records going, again, no indication of any problem, no communication from the plane that there was a technical problem. He asserted that, in all likelihood, it looks like terrorism, and he's a terrible person for doing so. Of course, he sympathized with the victims, whereas Hillary Clinton remained completely silent. And as of right now, as I speak, she's still tweeting about the Second Amendment and gun grabbing. She's got nothing whatsoever to say about the downing of this airline, which killed 66 people. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live with more news after the break. Stay right there.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back on The Alex Jones Show Live. We've got Gavin McInnes coming up in around 5 minutes' time, continuing with this Egypt air flight news. The Mirror reports Egypt's air flight MS-804 crash may be the final nail in the coffin for Egypt's tourism industry. Of course, that's been melting down for the past 5 years. Turns out that allowing Islamists to turn your country into a crap hole isn't that good for tourism. Imagine my shock. Of course, the British Foreign Office got warning that ISIS was planning beach attacks, as we saw in Tunisia last summer. They put out a warning to British tourists, not about the ISIS beach attacks, but about going to North Carolina and being discriminated against because of their bathroom law. That's how much on the ball the British Foreign Office is when it comes to foreign threats to British citizens. So now there's been this apparent claim of responsibility from ISIS for the downing of this Egypt Air airliner. That hasn't been confirmed. It's just a one-sentence report, so we're staying on top of that. But again, Donald Trump, basically in the first hour after this happened, came out and put out a tweet saying that this is tragic, it looks like terrorism. When will we get tough, smart, and vigilant. Of course, echoing every single terrorism and aviation expert who said that planes with outstanding safety records don't just break apart in midair, and that all indications are that this is an act of terrorism. But Donald Trump is bad for doing that. He's being attacked by MSNBC. He's being attacked by the New York Times simply for pointing out the blindingly obvious. So, of course, they've got the debris now. It will take time to ascertain exactly what happened, but we're going to stay on top of that story. Of course, yesterday it came out that the Pope had made some more bizarre comments, so bizarre, in fact, that people couldn't believe them. I can't tell you how many messages I received basically asserting the Pope never said that. Well, he did say it, and I've got the comment right here. This was in a French Catholic newspaper, and I've got a video coming out about this after the show ends here in about an hour's time. This is what the Pope said. This is what he actually said. You can go and read it. Link through from the InfoWars story. Quote, I don't think that there is a fear of Islam as such, but of ISIS and its war of conquest, which is partly drawn from Islam. It's true that the idea of conquest is inherent in the soul of Islam. However, it's also possible to interpret the objective in Matthew's gospel where Jesus sends his disciples to all nations in terms of the same idea of conquest. So the Pope is basically equating ISIS's war of conquest in the Middle East to Jesus in the Bible sending out his disciples. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I must have missed the Bible chapter where Jesus's disciples behead people, force them into sex slavery, and make them pay a tax on pain of death if they refuse to convert. That wasn't in my Bible. I must have missed that chapter. So he did say this. He equated ISIS to the Bible, to Jesus, and it's quite frankly shocking, but it's in line with his previous statements. He also said he dreaded hearing about the Christian roots of Europe because to him they take on colonialist overtones. So he's basically sounding like Barack Obama, bringing up the Christian Crusades when the problem of militant violent Islam is pointed out. Of course, if it wasn't for the Crusades, which were a defensive move against Muslim invaders, then Italian women would now be wearing hijabs. But again, the Pope has come out with these comments. He did actually make them. Link through to the article. But it goes even further down the rabbit hole. He basically agreed with radical Islamist preachers in saying that Europe has a massive demographic problem, which is true, we're not having enough children, but the Pope's solution to that is to bring in millions more Muslim migrants and have them interbreed with Europeans. Now that's interesting because we featured a video by this guy called Sheikh Ayed. It's been in several of my videos now where he says precisely the same thing. He says, Europe's dying, their fertility is declining, we need to surge into Europe to, quote, conquer Europe by interbreeding with European women. This is a form of jihad, and it's being called for by top Islamist preachers, and now the Pope is saying the same thing. He made these comments, they're on the record, you can go and read the entire interview for yourself. And again, I've got a video coming out about this after we get to the end of the show here. Basically taking on the Pope for his rampant hypocrisy, for the fact that he's completely abandoned Christians and Christianity. He's constantly undermining Christianity with these kind of comments. He's constantly lecturing us about the evils of capitalism. Because, you know, South American socialism is working out really good right now in Venezuela, isn't it? So just the insanity of this Pope and what comes out of his mouth continues to get more and more absurd. And we got a video coming out about that at the end of the show. But we've got our guest waiting now. And this is fortunate because I will appear on his show, and that's going to happen in the near future. He, of course, is Gavin McInnes, an English-born Canadian writer, actor, comedian, serial entrepreneur, and co-founder of Vice Media. He's the host of the Gavin McInnes Show on Compound Media. And, of course, he's a contributor for the Rebel Media and a frequent guest on national television. He's got a far longer bio than that, but for the interest of time, that's going to do it for now. Gavin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you on. Now, we've got Salon.com yet again, and let's start off with this. Giving a platform to their resident paedophile, Todd Nickerson, we've got on the flip side, you know, Portland College lecturing young students about how they owe black people $20 trillion in reparations for slavery. Why is the leftist media lecturing white people about how they should be ashamed to be white while telling us to be proud of paedophiles just because they haven't molested children yet?
Because their agenda here is sabotage. It started out maybe as creative destruction. Let's tear it down and then rebuild society in our own image. But now it's just, you know what, screw rebuilding. Let's just blow it up. They have no plan here. They just want to wreck our culture. And everything that you should be ashamed of, you should be proud of. And everything you should be proud of, you should be ashamed of. And I realized today, I was talking about this with Mike Cernovich, we just need to put society in a Word doc and go edit, find, replace, look up shame and pride, and just replace all. Because everything that's white male, even we had a guy here, Nick Solares, in New York. He was doing restaurant reviews. He just lost his job because he may have been associating with skinheads 30 years ago when he was 18. Conversely, we have this Todd Nickerson saying, hey, don't call me a child molester. I'm only a pedophile who babysits a five-year-old.
I mean, if you had kids, would you let him anywhere near them? And the other thing about it is, did you see the video that they used in this latest article of him? They had him describing his fantasies about this five-year-old girl, about how he had to relieve himself in the bathroom. And the background B-roll to this footage, like a five-year-old girl dancing and twirling around. I mean, that to me was as sick as what he was actually saying, right?
I am so glad you brought that up because I was obsessed with that too. The way they frame it, they've clearly stated their agenda, which is we understand his sexuality. There you go. Oh my God, it makes me want to vomit just to look at. He calls her precocious and independent, and we show this video of her dancing around like they're trying to convey how he would be horny for her. It's infuriating, and it really shows how far we've come. And it also shows, by the way, we started out on relatively reasonable grounds here. We started out with gays are not monsters, lesbians are not monsters. I agree. And then we started going into gay marriage, and we said, well, I don't know if Christians should have to be part of these ceremonies. And it just keeps, as the Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty said, it keeps morphing out from there. And now we have to accept that this guy wants to prey on our daughters but is resisting? We're supposed to give him a purple heart because he's resisted preying on toddlers? No.
I mean, it's an illustration, again, of how low the left sets the bar for humanity. And that video is absolutely chilling. They're basically romanticizing the lust towards a five-year-old girl. They're not talking about it in sober terms, even if you think that's permissible in the first place. It's like this dreamy footage of a five-year-old girl twirling around while he's talking about masturbating over her in a toilet. And they treat this as a serious social justice cause. And he's allowed to have those. He should be respectful and he should prosper now in society because he's achieved the goal of not molesting a child. And like you said, people are being fired for having conservative political opinions at the same time. I know somebody in a top university, just found out yesterday, who was hauled into a meeting and basically threatened with being fired because he retweeted me and he retweeted a London Telegraph article about Caitlyn Jenner. Those opinions are not permissible in today's society, yet it's permissible to lust after a five-year-old girl.
Yeah, I saw you tweeted that, and I wasn't remotely surprised. I mean, Britain is the place where Jack Buckby of Liberty GB now was kicked out of university as a student because he dared object to a professor who sympathized with the people who decapitated Lee Rigby. He said, I don't like you glorifying these Islamic terrorists, and he was asked to leave campus. We just had a guy here, I'm not into sports, but he's a He's an ex-pitcher who put up a thing, a Facebook meme about creeps being in your bathroom, trannies. And he's off of ESPN now for good. It really is an upside-down world. And you start looking at the data and you go, wait a minute, I'm noticing a pattern here. Everything that is depraved and wrong and sick is good. And everything that is good, we should be ashamed of. White males, we built society. We separated church and state. We didn't end slavery. We didn't begin slavery. We ended it. How about it?
We'll be back with Gavin McInnes after the break. Stay right there, Gavin.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show, this Thursday edition. And before we go back to our guests, I want to remind you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, next month we've got Bilderberg coming up. Again, we're sending three of our reporters, myself included, over to Germany. The flights, the hotels, the equipment, the food, everything that goes with it, doesn't come free. Somebody has to pay for that. And of course, with your great support, we've been able to dispatch reporters all over America and different hotspots in the world even, to cover these breaking stories, to cover these big events, to challenge the mainstream media right there on the ground. And your support is much appreciated, which is why we insist, we plead with you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the products. We've got 20% off Survival Shield. We've got Anthroplex special deals on that. We've got the water filters. And, of course, free shipping on every order over $50. Again, that fuels our tank. That allows us to challenge the mainstream media narrative. With your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Going back to Gavin McInnes. Gavin, I just want to get onto the interview you did with Jesse Hughes here in a moment. But first, he kind of had to recant. He had to back away from some of the claims he made in the aftermath of the Paris massacre. But we'll get to that in a second. We've seen that, you know, the left only succeeds when it does get people to recant, when it forces people to apologize. Because as soon as you refuse to apologize, they completely lose their power. So is this how we win? You know, by leaving them no targets to feed on but each other.
Exactly. It's the grievance industry is fueled by capitulation. Apologies is their gasoline. And the less you capitulate, the less power they have. I'm reminded of Sarah Silverman, where she had some joke that involved the word chinks, where she said, I wrote I hate chinks, and then I, to get out of jury duty, and I crossed it out and I wrote I love chinks. The American Asian Society demanded an apology, and she accused them of going pee-pee in her Coke. Boom. We never heard from them again. That was the end of that. But when you apologize, like Brett Ratner, he said rehearsals are for fags at a Q&A for his movie Tower House. He apologized profusely for that. He was then forced to go on an apology tour of all of America. And I noticed this when I got in trouble for saying that if you have a sex change, you're not a woman. I refused to apologize, right? And what I did was, it's the same as locking these rats in a room. When they have no food, they end up cannibalizing each other. So I was sort of running up the mountain away from these nuts, these mentally ill homosexuals. And I noticed that when I stopped reacting to them, and by the way, reacting, I was just insulting. I never apologized. They started cannibalizing each other. Jim Goad calls it the cannibalization of the left. And they started, one of them told another one, I hope you drink bleach and die, and was kicked out of Out Magazine or something like that. So the secret to this problem is to stop giving them power. And the way you stop giving them power is you stop apologizing, you stop being ashamed, and you start being proud. We should be as proud as these pedophiles.
Well, I mean, we need to reassert these beliefs, these principles back into the mainstream because, yeah. I mean, if we've got our own media platforms, you know, we're responsible to nobody, basically. We're not Kurt Schilling. We're not going to get fired by some big network. So we can basically say what we want. But the fear is with people who have just got regular jobs, like, you know, the individual I mentioned earlier. So it's about setting that example, isn't it? It's about not apologizing, not flouncing, not doing, you know, I respect Stephen Fry in many ways, but he just quit Twitter. He basically flounced. That was the wrong thing to do. We need to reassert that our beliefs are part of the mainstream. They're completely sensible, logical. They shouldn't be decried as hate speech or triggering or insulting, because that gives people in the regular working world more confidence to espouse the same beliefs, correct?
Exactly. And I get a lot of trouble from the far right with this. I'm against anonymity. You use your real name. I use my real name. If people think we're faking or lying, go look at our body of work for decades. You should get in trouble. You should get fired. You should become a pariah, because they can't arrest us all. What they're doing right now is they're isolating the few brave ones and vilifying us and getting us fired and making us into lepers. Well, we all have to become lepers. And then all of a sudden they become the lepers, because we know they're a minority. They're just a very loud, very shrill minority. And they're dominating the majority by, quite frankly, being braver than us. We have to stand up to them and say, my name is Gavin McInnes. I am not ashamed of being a white male. And I think your behavior is disgusting.
And it's interesting, there was this big social network that was about to launch about a month or two ago where they would shame people. They would link their online comments with their employment, their jobs. Yes. That was actually shot down. Yeah, they fed on each other, didn't they? The SJWs got that shut down because it would have just created more bullying. We'll talk about it after the break with Gavin McInnes on The Alex Jones Show. Keynews at Infowars.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Supermel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show live with our guest, Gavin McInnes, CompoundMedia.com, and of course, The Rebel Media. Now, I want to talk about this because I just read this interview actually earlier today before I even knew that I was going to interview Gavin. Gavin, you did another interview with Jesse Hughes, who of course is the Eagles of Death Metal singer who was playing at the Bataclan Theatre in Paris during the Paris massacre. Back in March, he came out in this Rolling Stone interview. He was basically forced to back down over his comments about what he witnessed immediately before the attack because they had the usual mob outrage meltdown. He, at the time, basically said that there was some indication the security, the Muslims working in the security at the theater, may have had some foreknowledge, may have allowed this to happen. He kind of backed down from that. He recanted a little bit, as we were talking about before. Now he's come back and kind of reaffirmed some of those claims. Tell us about this interview and what was said.
I think the deal with Jesse is he's a rock and roll musician, so he's not used to this world. And when he comes out and is honest about what he saw, which is, by the way, Muslims, the same shooters that did the shooting, there all day in the venue, looking at people strangely, security guards not doing their normal job, which is guarding the back door, all of this strange behavior very early. So the narrative that they just sort of stormed in and started shooting people, no. The joint was being cased, and they were in there for a reason. You know how shows go when you're the band. You do sound check. No one's allowed in. The back door must be shut. He noticed, by the way, when he's running out, that the back door had been propped open. There was all this unusual behavior. Now, I don't know why he recanted. I should have asked him about that, I guess. But I think what happened was he had managers and agents and labels going, what are you doing? Don't talk about that. And he went, oh, okay, sorry, sir. And I think he went, wait a minute, I'm not sorry. And when we spoke, he went back to story A, the original version of events, which is indisputable, which is someone there was in on it. And I think what happened was, and we're seeing this all over the Western world, no one wanted to be bigoted, so they wanted to have a large percentage of Muslim employees at this place to look cool, even though the Bataclan is a Jewish venue. They were already putting themselves at risk by hiring these scumbags.
And he also made this comment, which I found interesting, because this is something I've reported on. Quote, a day after at the stadium, Muslims booed the moment of silence. We barely heard about it in the press. I saw Muslims celebrating in the street during the attack. I saw it with my own eyes in real time. How did they know what was going on? There must have been coordination. So again, that goes to the possibility of prior knowledge, but it also goes to the fact that after Brussels, Belgium's vice prime minister came out and said that he admitted that Muslims were celebrating in the streets after the attack on the Brussels airport and metro. We had a similar thing, a teacher blew the whistle on us, and Muslim students in his class were celebrating the Brussels attack. So what does it say about, you know, the state of multiculturalism and integration in Europe that Muslims are out on the streets celebrating these ISIS massacres? I guess hug a Muslim wasn't much success, right?
No, well, it's two things, and they're equally sinister here. One is that Muslims who know what happened and can see it with their own eyes go, yay, you blew up a bunch of infidels. Two is there's some who already knew. Now, I've seen French people in Paris talk about they were outside and they thought it was fireworks. So even if you are a Muslim and you hear that sound, why do you instantly know that infidels are being killed inside? Unless there was talk going around the community that there was going to be an anti-infidel attack. And we know that the soccer stadium was attacked at the same time. 140 people died that day. Only 89 were at the Bataclan. And when you have that many people being attacked, you know that there's multitudes of people providing arms, coordinating the attacks. It goes out from there. And then when the police, by the way, the police in Paris are on the same page as us. They are pissed off. It's only the Parisian citizens that have swallowed this multicultural crap. But they look at Les Banlieues, the satellite suburbs around Paris, 420 mosques, 100% of them had jihadist recruitment material in them.
And they found a bunch of weapons there as well. And with the police, this is correct. This also came up in the interview, I believe. They were told that there was some kind of hostage situation, which is why there was a delay in the response, correct?
Well, I have heard, and Jesse didn't confirm this publicly, but I have heard through my connections there that the cops actually went out assassinating jihadists. There was guys that they were suspicious of, that they knew they were involved, and they went there and shot them point blank because they knew any other way would just be a slow burn and they wouldn't get their bad guys. I've heard the same thing with Katrina, too, that a lot of detectives will take advantage of this time to take out repeat offenders. I'm not sure how I feel about that, actually.
No, I mean, this is a huge interview. I think I'm going to do an article on this. This is his quote. There's no denying the terrorists were already inside and they had to get in somehow. During the shooting, outside and the backstage door was propped open. How did that happen? So it's just interesting how he's now come back and basically reaffirmed what he saw in the first place. He had to say, well, yes, I don't know 100% for sure that the Muslim security had prior knowledge, but he's basically retelling what he said in the first place. And it's extremely interesting, especially given what's happened last night. The flight out of Paris, again, hug a Muslim. didn't seem to work. This is another attack on French people as well as the other nationalities on that plane. I think there are about 15 French people now dead. It looks like a terrorist attack. Have you been following this Egypt Air story?
Yes, and once again, what are we getting from the West? Total capitulation. Oh, it could have been some sort of electrical failure. Please, please don't face the truth. And that's because we are wimps now. And this is the ultimate weapon that terrorists use. They use our fear. They use our fear of Islamophobia. Rotherham was using it for a child prostitution ring. The police are too scared to prosecute them. The best weapon that ISIS has is our own innate insecurity about our culture. And that's what's nuts about these lefties is they're cannibalizing each other. They're trying to erase the male patriarchy. But when they're in control, they're the ones attacking each other. And when they look to assist them, it ends up being way more sexist, racist, homophobic, archaic than ours. The white male patriarchy was working fine. And when you push it out, you replace it with this. Everything you hate times 1,000.
And now you've got women and feminists in Cologne immediately after the mass molestation, going to the migrant camp and handing out roses. I mean, how do you explain that, Gavin? Is it trauma bonding? Is it Stockholm syndrome? Is it because it's more comfortable to delude yourself and think that this isn't a problem than to actually recognize it?
It's virtue signaling. You know, a lot of people are denying that the Bataclan even happened. I on my video on Rebel Media where I put it up, it's got as many dislikes as it does likes because these people are saying it's all a lie, it never happened. And I honestly think it just doesn't fit in their millennial brains. They go, no, this can't be it. Yes, it can be, okay? If your brain can't handle bad behavior from Muslims, just look at the raw evidence of, say, honor killings in Britain with Pakistanis. Look at them throwing acid in their daughter's face. Just that. Is that my fault? Is that my imperialism? Is that OPEC throwing that acid in the face? No. It's a religion that is plagued with inbreeding and is led by with verses more primitive than the Old Testament. We have a 2.0 with Christianity. The Quran is an ancient barbaric text, and these inbred Muslims are following it. It's a recipe for disaster. And the fact that we are laying out the red carpet for this because we feel so horrible about ourselves it's the apocalypse.
I mean, that's the point, isn't it? Western imperialism isn't to blame for the fact that, what, still 10-11 Muslim countries execute gay people. That's got nothing to do with the invasion of Iraq.
Why is it a given that Western imperialism was bad? Why is it a given that colonizing India was to their detriment? I thought Britain built beautiful infrastructures there. We just accept that white people going somewhere must have made it worse. I don't know. Haiti seems to be doing a lot worse since they kicked us out. Jamaica seems to be doing a lot worse since independence. I can't think of a place that kicked out white people and benefited from it.
Well, no, they equate that kind of ancient colonialism with modern-day imperialism, which, of course, is now based around attacking and regime-changing secular leaders who are actually fighting against the Islamists, people who are not perfect, but people like Saddam Hussein, Bashar al-Assad, Muammar Gaddafi. That's the modern version of imperialism, and that's actually playing into the hands of the Islamists. They again conflate that with the British coming into India and other places like that, as you just pointed out. Let's move on, though, because we're running out of time here. I wanted to talk about Vice Media. Of course, you were the co-founder of Vice Media. You left due to creative differences. In the years since, we've seen Vice kind of take a noticeable left turn. They're devolving into, you know, a certain morass of SJW pandering. Was this, from what you know, a deliberate editorial decision? Why did Vice suddenly seem to flip so quickly into covering these kind of SJW angles?
Well, I mean, it's conjecture at this point because I'm not there, but I handled almost all the content back then, and it was relatively controversial, and it wasn't so much about a right-wing agenda or some sort of conservative plan. It was to keep it interesting. Everyone in the media was doing the Obama ass-kissing thing, so I said, let's do the opposite of that. And eventually the sales team got sick of going against the grain because it's not as profitable. So after I left, the sales team took over the editorial. And if you want to make money, you want to generate dollars, you have to go with the young demographic because they've got the most money. And the young demographic is wildly politically naive. I mean, they think North Carolina bathrooms are more important than this flight, as you pointed out earlier. They're just as bad as the British Tourism Board. So fine. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. And now the sales team is focused on pleasing millennials. And if you want to please millennials politically, you need a lobotomy.
No, I mean, 2007, I think it was, I saw an article which I've used for some of my information talking about, you know, how only 1.4% of whites owned slaves in America at the height of slavery compared to 28% of free blacks. They had the history of slavery, the fact that it was far more brutal under the Islamic slave trade. Blacks were treated far worse for far longer. And now it's about, you know, furries and otherkin and transgender bathrooms. I mean, it's a very noticeable change. Let's get on to another issue, though, which is The Daily Show. I saw you put a video up about this a few days ago. Of course, you know, it's falling off a cliff since Jon Stewart left. The ratings are down even more than they expected, even in an election cycle. And obviously right. That's because they hired a black guy due to his skin color, not because he was actually funny. But a lot of leftists, right. You know, they still get their news from The Daily Show. They still get their cultural narrative from The Daily Show. You went on there to talk about women's soccer. Tell us what happened.
Well, the big problem with The Daily Show is they put multiculturalism over meritocracy. And Charles C. Johnson has made a lot of money shorting stocks with companies that put that kind of initiative out there. Because if you make meritocracy second, you're clearly making merit second. So they hired this guy, a bunch of women hired Trevor Noah because he's half black and South African and they love Obama, and he's incompetent. And so this show now is just diversity-driven madness with this huge liberal agenda. And when they asked me to talk about my article about women's soccer, I thought, you know what, let's walk into the wood chipper. I know what they're going to do, but let's see it from the inside. And it was way worse than I thought. What I saw from the inside was a bunch of questions. We had a very cantankerous discussion, and I was telling him he's got to lose his tone. They brought my daughter in. I said, if you ever do that, I'll wring your neck. I said that you can't patronize someone and pinch your brow when you're wrong and they're right. Patronizing only works when you're the person in control. And so, of course, they cut all that out, as I knew they would. And at one point, they asked me to name some soccer players. I don't know any American soccer players, so I made up some names, including the word Junebug. And after the show, actually, after I said that, he goes, oh, yeah, those are some deep cuts. And then after the show, I go, you know, that was a joke, right? There's no such soccer player as a Junebug. And they go, oh, geez, I had no idea. Then in post, they edit in this sort of like face. And I noticed, by the way, when we were done the interview, they film him for a second doing faces like, And then sort of this like, oh, God, what an idiot this guy is. And then they make the Junebug thing, me going, Junebug, is that a guy? And then he adds a VO going, you're going to have to do better than that, Gavin. You're 0-2 at this point. And you think, Jesus Christ, you have all this money, this giant staff, all these resources to frame the white male, and all you multiculturalists can do is take his joke and pretend it was serious. Even with all the odds in your favor, you still have to cheat. It's pathetic.
And of course, the original debate was about the American women's soccer team wanting equal pay based on this claim that they were making more money than the male soccer players, correct?
Yes, and the way you get to that figure is you narrow in all this data to basically one game where they held the World Cup and they did get unprecedented eyeballs. So in 2015, they had a fantastic year. And the way you argue that they deserve more money is to ignore everything before or since, which is a ridiculous thing with soccer when even in America, it goes back to the early 1900s, men's soccer. And women's soccer is brand new, and it's not as good, sorry. But the free market isn't good enough. They demand equality, and they're used to it in this country because we've got Title IX in college making this fake socialist equality that just doesn't exist when you look at the market.
I mean, it's totally different. It's like a totally different sport. The level of skill and quality that goes into men and women's soccer, I mean, that's why there's such a huge disparity in the crowds. But final couple of minutes, your recent video, your latest one, you said that we were coming to the end of the social justice warrior hysteria phase. What do you mean by that?
Well, they cried wolf one too many times, and now they've gone from, you know, legitimate grievance where you go, okay, so what's going on here, to get lost. And people ask me for evidence of this, and I don't know. It's hard to quantify, you know, millions of people's behaviors. But Black Lives Matter was really the straw that broke the camel's back. And we saw, you know, we saw that these Mizzou protesters were all rich kids. And if you want a good example of how the tables have turned, look at the chalkening. Someone wrote Trump in chalk. They said they felt unsafe. Now, 7 months ago, a year ago, that person would have been provided with a safe space and you could look at a movie of puppies. This year, this month when this happened, everyone laughed their head off and they started writing Trump in chalk all over the country. I would wager that a lot of people writing Trump in chalk didn't even support Trump that much. They just enjoyed the fact that it was making these liberal students go apoplectic. So we've come to the point now where it's funny, and these guys dug their own grave. I mean, Salon has a pedophile telling us what the proper terms to use to call him. So now it's funny to us. It's become amusing, and you're going to see a lot fewer people losing their jobs, and you're going to see a lot more liberals becoming pariahs. I mean, look at Gawker. They're done.
Okay, final 40 seconds, Gavin. Just tell us how people can check out your content, how they can listen to the show.
Okay, go to anthonycumia.com, which is also compoundmedia.com. The name was just changed. You can check my Twitter, Gavin_McInnes, McInnes. You've got streetcarnage.com, where I sort of amalgamate all this. And then the Canadian stuff, the Rebel videos at therebel.media. But again, it's all amalgamated on Twitter.
Okay, there we go. Gavin, thanks for joining. And you will be on next week, I believe, for an hour with Alex and Anthony Cumia. So be sure to look out for that. We'll be back. Final segment of The Alex Jones Show coming up, Infowars.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Thank you.
CBS Detroit is reporting, can white kids grow up to be black? Some preschoolers think so. Can a person's race change over time? Yes, this is an actual news story, by the way. This is not The Onion. Can a person's race change over time? No. But preschoolers seem to think so. Really, maybe it's because their brains have been scrambled with this Portland College-style re-education about white guilt, which we're going to get onto in a second. But according to a University of Michigan study, white preschoolers often believe a person's race can change over time, and the youngsters can think of, can even believe they can grow up to become black adults. Absolute insanity there. And now you've got parents bringing up kids, you know, 5-6 years old, encouraging them to be transgender. These kids aren't even thinking about sexuality at that age. It hasn't even crossed their mind. They're out playing, they're having fun. None of this burden of this identity politics hell has been unleashed on them yet, thankfully. But now, in some cases, the parents are doing it. You know, buying them girls' toys, dressing them up in skirts. I mean, at what point does it cross into child abuse when that's happening? Absolutely bizarre. This was a story that I was going to cover yesterday, didn't get to it. A white person smiling at a black person is a racist microaggression. Yes, this is more common sense coming out of Portland College's Whiteness History Month. Of course, the other day we had a professor saying that white people owe blacks $20 trillion in reparations. And we're not going to play the clip, but you can watch it on the website. The audio is not great. But it's basically this professor and these two white students agonizing, being so uncomfortable in their own skin that they don't know how to react when they walk past a black person. And in fact, they talk about their black relatives that coined the term white guy smile because they think that they're smiling at black people to be nice to them, and it's forced, and that it's not innate and not natural, and therefore it's racist. Of course, not smiling at a black person when you walk past them is also racist. So they agonize over it in this clip. This one student is saying how he's walking down the street and there's a gang of black people in front of him. He feels intimidated, so he crosses the road, but then he feels guilty about that. So he has to go back across the street and explain to this gang why he crossed the road, to explain why he smiled at them in a certain way, or why he didn't smile. So again, it's about this white guilt based on the completely phony historical narrative that only white people are responsible for slavery. I mean, was it terrible? Were white people involved? Yes, but nowhere near to the level of the Islamist slave trade, as I said, which murdered over 112 million black people and was far more brutal and lasted for far longer than the slave trade in America. But you won't hear about that in universities because it doesn't promote the idea of white guilt, which is how they get power. Again, they set themselves up as the representatives of people of color, whether they've asked for it or not, and then you have to bow down, you have to admit your white guilt to them and give them more power. That's what it's all about. When you look at the facts, the complete actual historical narrative of slavery, you know, more whites were abducted and enslaved by Muslims than the number of blacks enslaved by whites. In fact, black people and white people were the main victims of the slave trade at the hands of Muslims. You know, the Chinese had slaves. Basically, everybody had slaves at one point or another in history. And in fact, only 6% of them went to America back during the height of slavery in America. The vast majority went to South America. But you don't get Brazilians and Argentinians being lectured all day about how racist they are and how they should feel deep white guilt. That's going to wrap it up for today's edition of The Alex Jones Show, but stay tuned for the fourth hour with more breaking news. And the big video on the Pope and his comments comparing ISIS to Jesus is coming up after the show, but that's going to wrap it up for me. Stay tuned for the fourth hour, Infowars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio.